Hi. Dyke here. Madge. I'm in the car. I'm heading to work. And I'm annoyed by this election. Not for the usual reasons. Usually I'd be like, oh, you know, this candidate is bad and this candidate is good, and how can everybody be so stupid? I mean, there's some of that, but mostly I just am, I guess, annoyed by the sort of extreme team sports kind of nature of the election, where it's like, I just don't think if you, well, what's your agenda, you know? Like, let's say you're a Hillary supporter, and you're like so far onto your side that you just annoy the other side. I mean, is that really going to help your cause? You know, like if you're just like, yay, Hillary, orgasm, 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 Trump, stupid, 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 bad, 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 dumb, dumb, whoever supports him, I'm going to defriend anybody on my friends list who's a Trump supporter, blah, 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 blah. Does any of that get your side, your candidate, one single vote? I don't think so. I mean, I doubt it. I mean, but then maybe that's not your point. Maybe that's not on your agenda. Then what's your agenda? To just annoy the fuck out of people? To have like a team sport and be like, yay, 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 we're on our side, orgasm, testosterone, or ovary juice, whatever you call it. You know, like, what's, if it's not, if you're not out there communicating in order to help your cause in the way you communicate about your candidate, what is your agenda then? To just sort of, it's because to me, the only, I don't really see any possible use to come out of that sort of thing, except maybe like the same thing people get off of, just team sports, just sporting. I mean, it just basically becomes a sporting event. And is that what this is then? Sports? I don't think it should be. I mean, I think it's certainly treated that way on TV. But, like, here's the thing. So, I support Hillary Clinton because of where she stands on the issues, certainly as compared to Donald Trump. And yes, so the way things, the way they say things, their, you know, discretion, their ability to self-censor, all that stuff is relevant. But for me, the way I look at it, it's like there's a virtual spreadsheet in my brain. Fucking work. There's a virtual, I'm like 20 minutes late. Like I care. There's a virtual spreadsheet in my brain that's like, two columns, Trump, Hills. And then the rows are like, you know, abortion, belief, ability, honesty, you know, how likely, you know, all kinds of shit. It's all virtual, though. If it was a close race for me, then I might actually do a spreadsheet, though I doubt it. But, like, for me, it's pretty easy that, you know, that the Hillary column wins for me. Though it doesn't, she doesn't get every single issue. She doesn't, that's not real. And I think a lot of people see it that way. Like, Hillary's right about everything, Trump's wrong about anything. But see, that sort of attitude is one I ignore. Because to me, that's just somebody being intellectually dishonest. Because nobody's right about everything. You know, there has to be some gray area. So, yeah, like, what's with all this sporting? You know, I just don't think it's sports. I think this stuff is too serious. Oh, at the same time, this is what I was going to say. Propaganda is something I ignore. So I try to ignore it, obviously, on both sides. And I thought, like, it was pretty bad on the Republican side, but on the Democrat side, it was so over the top with the giant monitor and the glass ceiling shattering and the bravado and just, like, the, and the heart, you know, and the passion play of it, you know, with the, you know, mothers of dead people, you know, speaking and gun violence. And I mean, that's all helpful. I mean, it's all necessary to a degree, but it was a passion play. I mean, I have nothing against that. But I personally, that just gets sort of thrown into the garbage as far as what, whether I am going to vote for somebody or not. Because it's propaganda, and video is the best way to communicate propaganda, in my opinion. You know, I think I generally like ignore documentaries that are there to persuade. I mean, historical documentaries are interesting, but when I see a documentary that's there to persuade, it's bullshit usually, because I mean, I don't think I've ever seen one that I thought was valid, because video is a medium that allows you to lie very easily and very convincingly. And for that reason, I dismiss it as propaganda usually. It was entertaining, but it made me roll my eyes in the back of my head because I thought it was just propaganda to sort of help solidify the support of people that are already fanatically for Hillary, and also to capture the, you know, additional voters. And that I think that passion play kind of stuff can work very effectively. I think so. So it probably does work. But for myself, that doesn't really go into consideration. So when I see people I know, like, just getting sucked in by the vortex of, you know, of propaganda, I'm just rolling my eyes. You know, or when I see these queens that are militantly pro-Hillary to the point where it's like, I don't understand. I can't. It's hard for me to explain, but I guess I just feel like it's team sports, you know? I don't feel like it's based on intelligent arguments or thoughts or a true, like, examination of the ideas. It just seems like people just get so much of adrenaline and whatever you get from when you're rooting for your sports team. I just don't see it as really any different. Yeah, the stakes are different, but the way people act, I don't think so. I think it must stimulate the same part of the brain, the, like, maybe dumbass portion of the brain, the more macho side, where it's just like, yay, yay, raw team sport. So I don't know, like, I don't, it's not really that big a deal in the big picture, but I'm not all that invested in this election, because I just don't think it's not the end of the world versus, you know, the world being 10 times better. I just don't see that. And I see a lot of people, from what I read and what I see and what I hear, a lot of people seem to think that Hillary is going to save us from everything that's bad that can happen in the world. And Donald Trump is going to destroy, destroy, destroy. And the other thing is, really, I think if you look at the far left side, you know, their attitude seems to be nobody's good except for Bernie, because all politicians have this terrible, you know, cynical attitude, and they all just want to control people. I mean, a lot of people say that, like, as a rule, a lot of people say, all politicians are bad. None of them are good. And I'll see people comment something to that nature, you know, to that effect, and people will agree with it. A lot of people will be like, yeah, 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 like, it's cool to, you're just supposed to agree with that. But see, I think that's so, I don't know, superficial to say, because what about you or the audience, you know, you, when you do your job, are you just there for cynical reasons, just, you know, to, you, are you maybe working for a corporation because you want to destroy the planet and you want to take advantage of people? Or maybe you have a job that's something in finance or something menial or whatever, but what are your motives? Your motives are probably to feed your family or feed yourself and maybe save money, maybe go to school, you know, give money to family in other countries. I don't know. Why are your motives good, but people you don't know who are famous and in high, powerful places, why are their motivations necessarily bad and evil? I just don't think it's, I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's, I don't think that those kinds of thoughts come from a place of really intelligence. I think they come from a place of dumbassery and team sports and tribalism. So it's just annoying. You know, and people are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to say, or, you know, manage, you know, you're just negative, you hate seeing people happy, whatever. You know what? Whatever. You know, but these are my thoughts, and you can't just dismiss them based on the fact that I need Prozac. You know me well, you know me better than that. So if you're having that kind of defensive reaction, there's something else going on here. And maybe you ought to look at it. Hmm? Maybe you ought to look at it and think about it. You know? I'm not saying I'm right. But I am saying that keep an open mind, I guess. And try to look at the way you're processing stuff and dealing with stuff. And look at what your motives are, what's your agenda, and where, and if you have an agenda, what are you doing to further it, I guess? Assuming your agenda is something you like, and it's not just some accident due to your self-destructive nature or something. Anyway, my vagina hurts. Oh, Jesus Christ, where the fuck am I? Did I miss my fucking turn off? I fucking did, didn't I? Motherfucker. Jesus Christ. I can't believe this. I'm just fucking zoned out on my grum that I fucking completely... Oh, so annoying. Jesus. Where the fuck am I? Okay, I gotta go. I don't know where the fuck I am. Fuck.